welcome back. And we are going to spend this hour with Bernard Grover, who is literally the, maybe the one and only researcher, I'll call him a scholar, who is examining and dissecting and really evaluating the entire QAnon psyop, which is what it is. It's an extraordinarily sophisticated effort to do several things to a lot of people mentally, to bring them into a certain persuasion. The videos that have been released are quite interesting to analyze. We're going to analyze the most current one that was just out, I guess, a week or so ago, 10 days, something like that. And Bernard's essays on the QAnon operation are on Rents on the left-hand side. Bernard Grover, just look for his name and you'll find them all right there. Hello, Bernard. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jeff. It's great to be back. Thanks for inviting me.
You bet. So,
And if I can give a quick shout out, I'd like to say selamat hari merdekaan to the new Indonesian listeners.
Oh, very
it's
good.
Independence Day here.
Very good. Yeah, indeed. Well, welcome to all of you and happy Independence Day for sure. Okay, so tell us what's been going on in your life since you began writing about this very intricate operation, which is what it is. It's remarkable. When I look at the videos, for example, I don't see better production values very often. They're extraordinary.
Well, that's the ones you and I have discussed last week, and then the same outfit put out another one this week. And if you look at them, I mean, if anybody has ever tried to make a video and done all the research to find all the materials and edit it together and put the music in, you realize that this is a Herculean effort. It really takes a lot of effort. And when you look at these videos, you know, you're looking at, I would say, easily 40 hours worth of work on a, say, a 10 to 15 minute video.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Every word.
Especially to do all the research, yeah.
Right. Every word carefully selected, every sentence built often upon the next or the one mm-hmm. preceding it. Very well scripted. And the interesting quality of the voice has always intrigued me. I was listening to voices, and this is almost a little bit AI, computerish, but yet still it's a person. I think it's designed somehow to get into your consciousness a little bit more than just a normal narrator would be able to do.
Yeah, it has kind of a haunting sound, and if you listen to it, it sticks with you. This is not somebody sitting in their basement with a laptop. This is somebody doing some pretty high end work.
No, it's like if a melody in a song kind of gets looped in your head. You remember it, and mm-hmm. this the sound of this voice has a similar kind of affinity for making itself present in your mind. It's there, and when you hear it, I still think there are things going on there that perhaps we don't even easily understand. It's just all manipulated, this whole thing. Tell us about the Q source. What kind of drops have come out in the last week, if any? Where is it right now? Since you've been doing your thing and we've been talking about it here, there have been a lot of people who have been very upset about this. They don't like that. This was a real big project.
No.
And they don't want anybody questioning it, especially as intelligently and articulately as you have.
Well, that's the thing. Nobody will come back and respond directly to me. It's always they pull out these straw man arguments about Q is real and Q is not a LARP. And, you know, I've made it very clear. I don't think Q is anything fake. I think it's very real. And I don't think it's a LARP. But these people are looking at headlines and reacting without actually doing it, reading anything. But in this past week, we had we had the incredible Alex Jones fiasco, and then a few days later,
by the way,
it was hacked.
Yeah, when Jones was taken down No one seems to have noticed that his other website was left completely alone, prisonplanet.com. So he didn't lose his presence. He didn't lose his footing. And InfoWars is back up and running. Hardly a surprise. A tremendous amount of publicity at virtually no cost.
Well, that's exactly right. And in fact, that's one of the points I made in my most recent article was that basically what I see, and I put it all together, I give the facts and I give my assumptions, but what I see is that Q coordinated the takedown in order to slap Alex's hand, because Alex is basically trying to usurp the whole Q movement and make him the centerpiece of the whole thing. Q and Alex have had a couple of run-ins in the past few months. But it looks to me like Q took him down, but with the other hand, handed him all this material for what amounts to an incredible lawsuit. And interestingly, if you listen to some of Alex's new videos this week, he's talking about we need to go lawfully attack the media, we need to go through the courts, blah, blah, blah. He's obviously taken the cue.
Good
pun intended.
Very good, yeah. Yeah, I would think you're right. You do have a clear insight into this, and it is all orchestrated. That's the number one rule to keep in mind. Nothing is left to chance with this. Everything, the progression, the diversification, it's all being manipulated. And whoever's behind it, again, is very smart. They're pulling a lot of people in. Now, this particular video, the new one, it's only 4:47 long, but there's a lot in it. And one of the scenes in it shows Donald Trump at a recent rally, and somebody is holding up, a single arm is holding up a single Q poster. And that poster, I'm going to guess it's 11 by 14 inches, something like that. But this is a long shot from the back of the hall. You see Trump standing to the right of the podium because whoever he's there speaking for is using the rostrum at that time. Trump is eight feet away to the right. But this particular Q poster just happens to be right next to Trump's right arm and covering part of it. It looks as if Trump and the poster are almost one.
Well, and think about the guy that, or the, I call it the outfit that made this video, has scanned through, if you watch the video, they've scanned through hours and hours of B-roll to find just the right images for just the right words.
Yeah, now that by the way,
and I know because I do videos, you know. And
yes. And I have produced many videos as well. Holding up that Q placard, small, might not have been in that position. It could have easily been moved over to have it touch Trump's arm, so they look connected. That's the subliminal message. They're connected. Trump. Yeah.
It could
now,
even be digitally inserted. You never know.
It could have not been there at all. Exactly. Yeah. We don't know. So when you looked at this video, which is entitled QAnon, you are witnessing the largest mass treason event in living history. Nothing like a little hyperbole.
Yeah, just a bit.
What did you think of the film when you saw it, beside what you've already said? What's the message here?
Well, The interesting thing is, to me, was the last few lines. The guy said, turn off all the media and follow Q. In other words, don't listen to anybody else but the Q voice. There shouldn't be any other influences in your life but Q. Now, I'm not one to tell people not to turn off the mass media, because I've been telling people that for decades.
Well, that's kind of a given. Yeah,
sure. But the admonition at the end to follow Q, It almost has that give up everything you own and follow me type thing. If you're familiar
with the
gospel.
Well, there's that religious overlay again.
Exactly.
Trust
the
Lord.
Keeps coming back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keeps coming back, and it's a common theme running throughout, and it's basically just retasking all these familiar gospel lines for Q, and it's disturbing at best. It's really interesting to watch this thing.
Now, I don't know
I say
if...
interesting with...
Yes, understood, in a scholarly mm-hmm. sort of way. I don't
right,
know
exactly.
if the Q phenomenon, whoever is behind it, and we have a fairly good idea, has ever overtly stated that this is an NSA operation. I think in the film prior to this one, there was an allusion to the NSA being a good thing, and we should put our faith in it. But they said it again in this one. And you'll hear it when we get
time,
there.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. I honestly suspect that this video is a response to your work, your writings, and perhaps these programs we've done. Look, all we're trying to do is encourage people to think about this carefully. Many of the targets that these Q videos and Q drops point to are deserving targets. There's no question about that. The international
right.
criminal cartel that is running the show. We get it. We agree on that. But trying to steer the sheeple, the flock, into a particular regimen of response and control is the part that I have a problem with.
Well, to me also, what's interesting is that, of course, a lot of the so-called conspiracy theories that Q is addressing, like the JFK assassination, the pedophile rings, the, gosh, you name it, there's a whole bunch of them that have been addressed. These things have been around for decades, and a lot of people believe them, but are afraid to talk about it because, of course, it's been demonized for so long. But the thing is that Q has this aura of authority, being an insider in military intel. So if Q acknowledges it, then it must be true.
That's the acid test, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's, well, there's this whole thing that people have been trained that nothing is true unless someone in authority agrees
with it. Has to validate
you.
It, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We're not allowed to think for ourselves, Jeff. And
Bernard, people are still waiting for the government to tell them it's okay to believe that we aren't alone and there are extraterrestrial intelligences out there, all over the place out there. We're waiting for the government to tell us it's okay. That is, to me, really about as silly as it gets.
Well, I mean, trust your own eyes, trust your own ears, trust your own thinking. You know, don't let somebody else tell you just because they have a mantle of authority that, you know, this is true or not true. It's think for yourself. That's the problem here.
Well, that's what they don't want you to do. That's what they don't want you to do.
That's exactly right. Well, and Q keeps saying, think logically, trust yourself, but it's like giving with one hand and taking with the other. Trust yourself, think logically, but only think the way I tell you to. And that's what really worries me about this whole thing.
They also, early in this video, and you'll hear it, I missed it the first time around, but I sure got it the second. They actually state that the military, and I'll add industrial congressional media complex, the military has taken over with the help of patriots in the military, has taken over.
Right.
Now, that's the first admission that the military is in charge. We've already known that. But here they are admitting it and making it into a good thing. It's a good thing that patriot military forces have taken charge of this country.
Well, and apparently only the military has patriots. All of us out here that that care about the country and the people and the culture. We're not patriots. That's reserved for the people in the military.
Yeah, we're supposed to follow them.
Well, get your popcorn, sit back, put your seatbelt on. You're a passive viewer,
right,
of what's coming.
All right, let's roll this, and we'll stop it and kind of take a look at it like we have before. It's very well done, but it's got big holes in it, big enough to drive a truck through. So we'll see if you can pick them up. All right, so here we go. This is QAnon. You are witnessing the largest mass treason event in living history. Just a little bit over the top there, I'd say. Here we go.
By now, you may already be aware that America was on the verge of being completely destroyed by a gang of very powerful criminals who had made their way right into the heart of power. We didn't notice because they had become our most trusted leaders, entertainers, and politicians. But then things changed. In 2016, patriots in the U.S. military took back power legitimately with the election of Donald Trump.
In 2016, patriots in the U.S. military took back power with the election of Donald Trump. Patriots in the U.S. military. All right, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it wasn't the Russians. It was patriots in the U.S. military. So we can relax on that now.
I think we can put that one
to
sleep.
Mueller can go home.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
Yep. So there it is.
Oh, something else, too. Just before you play it, when you read the title, think about that it's telling you you are witnessing the biggest mass treason in history.
Right.
As you watch the video. So which is the treason? The subject of the video? Or the video itself.
Yeah, they fail to mention that.
Yeah, it's not clear, is it?
No, it's not. It's nebulous. Okay, so I'm going to back that up just a little bit. This again is an admission that the military, through the election of Trump, the military took control of the country.
2016, patriots in the U.S. military took back power legitimately with the election of Donald Trump. Plunged directly into the damage and sickening destruction caused to America and the world. They got to work dismantling the branches of this powerful secret shadow government that was in the process of siphoning off America's vast wealth to their global masters. After 2 years of a dramatic covert operation that was to include the gutting of the corrupt CIA, FBI, and Justice Department, they now face the last remaining pillar of the deep state.
Okay, couple things. One, in listening to this voice, it's moving. It's stereo. It's moving back and forth between speakers. Slowly.
Mm-hmm. It's hypnotizing.
Not jumping. It is, yes, it's very hypnotic. It's moving gently back and forth between the left and the right speaker. Now, this is an interesting construct. What they're talking about here is, this is the fourth and final goal of this military patriot group that took control with the election of Trump. But what they don't say is that the first three goals have been achieved. Now listen, this is very interesting.
Secret shadow government that was in the process of siphoning off America's vast wealth to their global masters. After 2 years of a dramatic covert operation that was to include the gutting of the corrupt CIA, FBI...
That was to include the gutting of the corrupt CIA. Was to have included. Well, what happened? They don't tell us. They just take us on to number four.
Actually, what has happened since Trump got into office? They've been gutting the CIA, the FBI, and the DOJ. It's like the people who took over are doing the things that the bad guys were supposed to have done, but it's reverse
psychology. Very clever. All right, here we go again. Was to have included, all right?
Yes.
After 2 years of a dramatic covert operation that was to include the gutting of the corrupt CIA, FBI, and Justice Department, they now face the last remaining pillar of the deep state, their vast media empire.
The last remaining pillar. In other words, the first three have been apparently addressed, and now they're going after the media empire.
Using this unparalleled power to confuse the people of the world.
Hold on. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that's the last of it because, I'm sorry, what about the Fed?
Oh, no. It's the funniest thing how Goldman Sachs, the Fed, the international Zionist banking cartel never once mentioned. Never
Well, and who
once.
Are the siphoning off America's wealth? It is the Fed. I mean, boy, we're just glossing over huge amounts of problems.
Like
here.
I say, you can drive a truck through the holes in this thing. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here, we'll go back. Hear it again.
It's the last remaining pillar of the deep state, their vast media empire. They were using this unparalleled power to confuse the people of the world and distract from their criminality and subversion. They recognized that division and hate among people was the most effective way to keep us occupied and ignorant while they robbed us blind. And
okay, now we all agree with that, okay? See how they mix? They're mixing in proper observations of what's going on here. And then they'll spin it and use reverse psychology.
Well, that's the thing is there's so much in this that you can agree with if you have any senses whatsoever that it's hard for you to sit there and say, well, this is all wrong.
Version.
Can't do it.
Wait, this is right. Yeah. This is right and this is right.
No.
This is right. But it's all wrong.
You have to dissect
it. You can't disagree with it.
No. Here we go.
They recognized that division and hate among people was the most effective way to keep us occupied and ignorant while they robbed us blind, engineered senseless trade deals, and destroyed distant lands for their own personal gain. The mainstream media, both in America and beyond, now remains the gravest threat to the people of the world. The battle for the American soul began in October 2017 with an NSA intelligence operation that we call Q. For the first time, the people were shown the reality of the world they live in, the extent of the corruption and crime that had been destroying their society for decades.
Okay, very good. Now let me go back to that. This is, again, essentially a statement of fact that the NSA is the good guy. All right? For the first time,
Q is inside of you.
That's Q is right there.
America and beyond now remains the gravest threat to the people of the world.
Here we go.
The battle for the American soul began in October 2017 with an NSA intelligence operation that we call Q. For the first time, the people were shown the reality of the world they live in, the extent of the corruption and crime that had been destroying their society for decades.
And who did that? Q and the NSA. Q and the
Yep.
NSA, for the first time, showed us the evil that has been running our lives and running this country into the ground. Q and the NSA.
Well, and what's interesting is now the dialogue has shifted. It started out that Q was military intelligence and separate from the NSA, the CIA, DARPA, all the rest of them.
Right.
Now Q is apparently part of the NSA. So in other words, the narrative is shifting slowly. You know, it was this, now it's this, but there's no acknowledgement that there's a movement. It's just, you know, yesterday it was stated this way, today is this way, and all of it goes down the memory hole. So
how do you feel, Bernard, about the NSA now after hearing that? Pretty good bunch of patriots in there,
patriotic.
Right? Yeah. Of course.
Yes, I want to stand up and salute the TSA, the NSA, and by golly, I want to get patted down while I'm at it.
That too.
Most of all, it showed them the path to their own liberation. Finally, on July 31st, 2018, in Tampa, Florida, President Donald Trump, avoiding the corrupt media channels by speaking directly to the people, allowed Q followers to display their support.
When he said, and allow Q followers... They switched to that scene with Trump in the background of a long shot. Mm-hmm. And in front of Trump, we are Q being held up with one hand. It's a piece of paper. We are Q right over Trump's right arm and just into the right side of his jacket. It's right on him. They might as well have pinned it on his lapel. It's right there. It says,
yeah.
We are Q, and there's Donald Trump. Right there. We are Q. Okay? So there's the imagery. This is really good. I mean, in terms
oh, it's
of its
slick.
Its sophistication, yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very slick. And like I said, the hours put into to find all the B-roll that fits perfectly with the narrative, that's a huge task.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You've got to have access to a lot of material. All right, here we go. We'll go back.
Well, and a lot of people, if you want to do it in a timely manner.
Oh, this is... And somebody said that this was... I forget who was commenting about this. Said, thank you, Joe, for producing this video. Right. Joe. Mm. One guy. Nope.
Yeah, Joe.
All right, here we go.
Down in mom's basement with a laptop. Yep.
That's
yep.
the guy.
Bone liberation.
Good old Joe.
Yeah. Finally, on July 31st, 2018, in Tampa, Florida, President Donald Trump, avoiding the corrupt media channels by speaking directly to the people, allow Q followers to display their support publicly. This deliberate action forced the deep state media to cover the story, as not doing so would raise a level of curiosity that could lead to a devastating mass awakening. To defend against this, they joined together in an unprecedented combined global...
So it was Donald Trump who forced the media to cover the Q Anon PSYOP.
Well,
movement.
It's because he allowed them to show off.
He let them carry their placards into this enormous crowd who had come to watch the rally. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, President Trump. That was awfully damn kind
of you. Yes, God bless you for allowing us to show off.
Yeah. Here we go.
Action forced the deep state media to cover the story, as not doing so would raise a level of curiosity that could lead to a devastating mass awakening. To defend against this, they joined together in an unprecedented combined global mass media assault against Q, hoping they could deter the public from discovering the truth about our world.
Now, I don't watch the mass media, but I don't know that there was a worldwide combined assault by the mass media to destroy Q. You, Bernard, have been doing some excellent work and just asking good questions that any good journalist should do. We've talked about them here. We've analyzed some of the videos. I guess beyond us, though, I don't know who else has done much. I didn't think the whole world media had. I missed it.
Oh, I missed it, too. And the thing is, and a point I should make in future articles is that, you know, I'm 10,000 miles outside the U.S. I'm directly on the opposite side of the planet. And over here, nobody's heard of Q. Nobody knows what's going on. They don't care what's going on in the U.S. This whole global this and global that is not true. It's not global. Maybe parts of the EU have heard about it and parts of the U.S. have heard about it. But what about South America and what about Asia? Nobody over here knows about it and nobody cares.
No, I'm sorry. You're wrong. It was a global media move to try to destroy Q. I heard him tell me that just now. I heard it.
Well, you heard it from the authorities, so I guess I'm just...
I heard it.
I don't know.
Right from the NSA. The NSA wouldn't lie to me.
That's direct from the NSA, yes.
All right, here we go.
They call it a conspiracy, a word associated with unlawful or nefarious actions, depicting Q followers as a danger to society instead of peace-loving patriots just trying to break free from the prison of the mind that was created for them. Their attack on Q was to be just one of countless knowingly false narratives started and pushed by the criminals that control our media. They said Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 presidential election. They said he was a puppet to Putin. They claimed he would hurt relationships with our allies. They said he would collapse the economy and the stock market. We heard he was about to go to war with North Korea. They are saying he will do the same with Iran.
Okay. Now, listen what just came in there. We're at 247. It's a 447 video. An ethereal-like female voice is now introduced under the narrator in the background.
Yeah.
Right?
Almost angelic, yeah.
Exactly. Now, all right, here we go. Now, watch for it. Watch for it. Listen.
2016 presidential election. They said he was a puppet to Putin. They claimed he would hurt relationships with our allies. They said he would collapse the economy and the stock market. We heard he was about to go to war with North Korea. They are saying he will do the same with Iran. They even said he would destroy the whole world. These fake narratives kept on coming, and they spread them with full knowledge that they were lies meant to stop the one force that could end them for good. It's time the American people and those all over the world...
The one force that could end the lies for good. The one force. Okay? You all heard the angelic voice. All right, let's catch that again. Now, I really trust the NSA. I know they wouldn't lie to me, so let's see what they're telling us here.
I trust them with my life, Jeff.
All right.
Do the same with Iran. They even said he would destroy the whole world. These fake narratives kept on coming, and they spread them with full knowledge that they were lies meant to stop the one force that could end them for good. It's time the American people and those all over
stop
the world
the
ask
one
themselves
force.
What is really going on. What are the people who control our media afraid of? What are they hiding? If you look, you will discover that the fake news media is not free or independent. You will see it is just a propaganda arm of the deep state. You will discover the names and faces of the cabal agents who have colluded to destroy our republic and bend us to their will.
But wait. Who owns 95%+ of the American mainstream media? How many corporations are there? Six. And what are the names of the owners of the corporations? Who are these people? Are they Hindus? Are they Irishmen? Are they from Paraguay? I'm confused now. I always thought I knew who they were. And more power to them.
Yeah,
I mean,
just follow the path of Q. Just follow the path of Q and it will all be good.
Don't worry about it.
Don't ask any questions.
No.
This is above your pay grade. Just
don't look
sit
behind
back,
the curtain.
Put your seatbelt on. Yeah, exactly.
No. We all know who's behind the curtain. And again, I say they've done an incredible job. You got to take your hat off to it. You don't have to like it. But the masterful control that organization, that group, that tribe exerts over the world, the entire world, and the will of the world is not mentioned once in these videos. They don't exist. It's just a media that has been somehow usurped by the deep state. Never mind international Zionism. It doesn't exist in the NSA and the world of Q, apparently. No Federal Reserve.
Back to the magician, you know.
No Goldman Sachs.
Don't look in my other hand.
Don't look in the other hand.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
It's okay.
Fake news media is not free or independent. You will see it is just a propaganda arm of the deep state. You will discover the names and faces of the cabal agents who have colluded to destroy our republic and bend us to their will.
But don't look any higher than that. Trust Q.
Right.
Don't look any higher. Just trust Q.
Listen, what you should hear here is Jack Nicholson in, A Few Good Men. You can't handle the truth.
Yeah. It's pretty insulting.
It is. It insults me.
Come on. The biggest political party in America is the AIPAC party. All right, let's get real. The control of this country is clearly being wielded by the tribe, but they don't get mentioned here. Not at all. All right.
Well, and it should really disturb people, the number of dual citizens that are inside.
Half of Trump's cabinet, I think, is dual citizenry.
Exactly. Where are their loyalties? That's the question we should be asking.
No mention of that. Don't worry. Don't ask.
Get your popcorn, put your seatbelt on.
All right. Slick stuff. I'll back this up a little bit. It describes the problem, part of the problem, but not all of it.
Yeah. Just enough to tease you or basically make you think
right.
It's
news media,
real.
Here we
not
go.
Free or independent.
All right, let me back this
you
up
will see it.
again.
Mm-hmm.
It's time the American people and those all over the world ask themselves what is really going on. What are the people who control our media afraid of? What are they hiding? If you look, you will discover that the fake news media is not free or independent. You will see it is just a propaganda arm of the deep state. You will discover the names and faces of the cabal agents who have colluded to destroy our republic and bend us to their will. They want you divided. Divided by race. Divided by religion. Divided by political affiliation.
Okay, divided by religion. When you saw that and heard that word, there was someone holding a sign up outside that said, "Stop Islam." And the narrator was telling me that that's bad, that we don't want to stop Islam, that Islam is just fine to have in this country, 2.2 million of them, who are driven by a prime directive from birth to destroy white Christian Western civilization to the ground. But don't pay any attention to that.
They're actually subsidized.
You bet.
And subsidized by the very society that they're trying to destroy. That's the irony of the whole thing.
Housing, food, medical, dental, school, education, spending money, retirement, passport, you name it. And they get it free while Americans go without. And that's apparently okay.
That's all right. Hunky-dory.
They want you divided. Well, of course they want you to divide it. Everyone can ascribe and sign on to that meme. Sure, they want us divided, and they've done a pretty damn good job of it. But only
well, divide and conquer is one of the old. I mean, Machiavelli in the 1600s said that, and Sun Tzu in the 400s said that. Divide and conquer is one of the oldest strategies in the world. It's not like you're telling me anything new.
And it works as well now as it ever has.
It sure does. It works beautifully.
Especially the dumber they make the younger people. And they've got time on their side. They're just waiting it out. All right, here we go.
Divided by race. Divided by religion. Divided by political affiliation. They want this because divided you are weak. Together you are strong. It's time to research for yourself. You will find many things, among them an unprecedented number of sealed indictments filed in preparation for a mass arrest event. You will also discover an unprecedented list of corrupt CEOs who have recently been removed from their posts. You will see the same in the Senate and in Congress. And you will see the same at the top of the FBI and the Justice Department. This movement is not about one person or a group of people. It is about we, the people. The world is currently witnessing the largest mass treason event in living history. But instead of being fearful, we should be filled with hope. Instead of fighting among ourselves, we should face our only true enemy, the criminal deep state and their once invincible mainstream media apparatus. Do you want to free yourself? It's easy. Follow Q and turn them off.
And the final screen is Trust the Plan. Q.
Trust the plan. We always come back to the plan.
Well, and
did you catch it, Jeff, that if you go back to the beginning, it says all these agencies were to have been gutted by the bad guys.
All right.
Now, at the end, it says all these agencies have been gutted by the good guys. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You know, you told me 4 minutes ago that this was bad, but now it's good.
How is anyone supposed to sit down and hang on to the storyline and carry on a conversation about this when they're getting really impregnated with this misdirection, reverse psychology? This stuff is really clever. That guy's voice, again... whatever they did to manipulate it in the studio, very clever. Just enough, I'd call
well,
it
his,
echo.
His age is right there in the prime, prime demographic of about late 20s, mid-30s.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. So that's the new video. QAnon, you are witnessing the largest mass treason event in living memory, living history. You can look under Bernard's name and look at the video anytime you want. Again, the parts of the video that we all agree with are very well stated. Nothing new.
Sure.
You know, united we stand, divided we fall. We get that. The deep state, no good. Mm-hmm. But they're not in this video. Our friends in the NSA, of which Q is a part, according to the narrative, are not telling us the whole story. They're telling us half the story.
Yeah, and the Federal Reserve doesn't exist. Don't worry about that. You know, all the allegiances to foreign nations, don't worry about that. That's no problem. Oh, my Lord, this thing is just amazing. Well, and I don't know, you saw the guy that stole the airplane in Washington State, right?
I certainly did, and I have some very very strong feelings about that. I view
him.
Did
you see the plane? Did you see the photo of the plane? The huge Q that was painted on the tail?
No, I thought it was Horizon Air. I'll have to go back and look. I didn't see that.
Because the name.
Well, the name. It's a Q-400 aircraft. I got that much.
That's what it is. Right. I was looking at the prototype. It had a Q on it, but
okay. All right. It was an early model.
The actual plane.
Yeah, the
right,
Bombardier aircraft company made it, and that was probably one of their demo models, so to speak. It's a Q-400.
Right, yeah.
Okay. But they took good pictures of it for sure. I think that young man was, Richard Russell, was emblematic of, the complete failure of this culture and society to take care of its young and to give them a future. He's 29. He had gone 3.5 years through the job mill at the airline, slinging bags, working as ground crew. And I think, honestly, he just got to the point of, if you looked at the one video he put up on YouTube, you saw the things that were dear to him, and they were all nature, all beautiful, all kind, nothing violent. And I think he, Richard Russell, was a casualty of what the society has been doing and what it has become. And I think he is one of an awful lot of young people who are destroyed and who may well continue to drive the suicide rates up even higher. I heard him as a young man under the boot of a system, and he was tired of it. And I think he just said, I want to be free. And he took the damn plane. And I think that last hour in the air or so was very mixed for him, but I think he felt at moments very free. I'm not endorsing stealing planes and anything like that, but I do view him, after watching that video on YouTube, it's short, it's 2 minutes long, I think, and watching his co-workers and others, they couldn't believe it. I think that he just got to the point where he was tired of living with no future. He had none. He wasn't out for his 10 minutes of fame. He was tired of living under the boot. That's my guess.
Yeah,
anyway.
If you listen to the dialogue between him and the tower, he pretty much resigned himself to, you know, this is it.
Right. They kept
calling
him.
If he wanted just 15 minutes, he would have kept going.
They kept calling him crazy and all this, and they did a pretty good job of painting him out to be bizarre. And I didn't hear anything in his conversations with the tower that was, I would call, bizarre. I heard somebody who was troubled, very sad, I think, at a deep level. And I think he was a victim.
Well, I'm with you. He sounded extremely lucid when he was talking. He was aware of what he was doing.
Yeah.
He was aware of the consequences. He knew what it would do to people who knew him. And but he did it anyway. He felt compelled that he had to do this act. It's a really interesting event.
I think so. He didn't want to hurt anyone at all. He was very concerned about that. And again,
he was worried about landing at any of the bases because he was worried he might
cause trouble, cause damage.
Yeah.
This was a kind, as his friends say, a kind and gentle person. who just realized at 29 he had nowhere to go. With minimum wage or near minimum wage, a baggage slinger. Unless he did make an allusion to, unless you're a minority. And he said maybe some of the higher ups will figure this out. Yeah, so there was a little message there, but he wasn't a great crusader about stating these things. They just came out. That was him.
Mm-hmm. He was just talking off his head, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I imagine that if he had planned all this, there would be some kind of manifesto on Facebook, and would be all this stuff, and he would have been spouting slogans into the radio, right. But he wasn't. He was just talking. He was talking from his heart.
I think we really do need to look at him as a casualty of what this culture has become and what the society is now. All right. We've got about 4 minutes left. Bernard, trust the plan. Trust the plan. The Q program will continue to be rolled out, the PSYOP. They're picking up enormous numbers of followers, apparently. They don't like us, but I think the issues we're asking about and suggesting that people study. And I hope there are Q listeners who are following along with the Q plan, who are listening and can ask good questions. It's all about asking the right questions. And you can't just take these things and retire with them. You've got to hold them under the light, spin them around, and look at them and ask the right
questions.
What
worries me is that, Q said, or, the commentators, and I think Q has said it a few times, is do the research. And what worries me is that people are not doing the research. They're reading what is being told to them and accepting
that. They're going no further. They're missing half of the entire story, which is who is controlling the world. How is it being run? And again, if it were Hindus or Irishmen, I would still say the same thing. It is what it is. It's 0.3% of the world population. They are brilliant and ruthless, and they are in control of this country.
That's the thing. When you listen to all this Q stuff, notice what they're not talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Now that they're mentioning all these conspiracy theories dating back to at least JFK, if not before. I think Truman has showed up in there a couple of times. There's plenty of fodder in there for people that like you and I have done research for years. We know about all this, but it's what they're not saying that's very concerning. They're not stepping on certain topics. And there seems to be an agenda behind that.
Oh, you bet there is. So what do we have here? According to the film, we have Q now, admittedly, in the NSA. And perhaps, I haven't followed this from the beginning. Maybe that was no big surprise. But they are saying, Q, NSA, good. Patriot, military, control, good. Salvation, all religions, good. Do not use them
follow
to divide.
The path.
Follow the path. Trust the plan. Trust the plan. Don't ask any questions. There's no invitation there anywhere to stimulate people to do their own questioning. It's follow and absorb and believe. That's what I heard.
And the other thing, you go back and read all the Q drops, and everything is in the imperative. It's always trust the plan, follow the path, buckle up, get your popcorn, watch the show. It's always an order. It's always a command. And this is really concerning because nowhere in all of this are they're asking questions. Q is asking questions. But they're in the sense that I wrote about as the shadow language. What is the sound of one hand clapping? It's designed to get you to come to the conclusion that Q is the only thing.
And very effective in many cases, obviously. And
it's working, apparently working quite well.
They're just getting warmed up. There'll be more and more placards and T-shirts at Trump rallies and so on. And again, I will repeat...
There's some big stuff coming, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. The good things that are mentioned in there, we all embrace and believe in. And that's not the issue. But disinformation, remember, it's 80%, 85% good and 15% spin. And boy, is there some spinning going on in that. Thank you, Bernard.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, great work you're doing. Keep it up, and we'll keep watching
this.
Thank
you very much.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Thank you. All right, Bernard Grover. And have a great weekend. Take good care. Have fun. Eat good food and think good thoughts and ask good questions. Back soon.